Good evening. With a look at your latest local news, I'm Chevy Ebanks. KPMG continues its diagnostic assessment of the Health Services Authority. Radio Cayman's Paul Lacal reports.
The assessment started in January and government says the review is designed to, quote, support system-level improvements and advance national health priorities. Over the past 12 weeks, several steps have been completed. A structured framework was implemented to examine how the HSA operates, including its decision-making processes, organizational structure, and oversight mechanisms. Surveys were distributed across the Cayman Islands in early March, and the Ministry of Health says analysis of the survey responses and interviews from the 686 participants identified key themes, including clarity of strategic direction, defined roles and responsibilities, performance monitoring, communication effectiveness, and levels of engagement and trust. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paul Akal.
The Ministry of Health says the final report is in progress, with a press conference scheduled in June to present the findings and outline next steps. This is continuing coverage of the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service 2025 Annual Crime and Traffic Report, beginning with public order offenses. Public order crime is the second largest contributor to overall crime, behind acquisitive offenses. The category saw a 37% increase in 2025, an additional 294 incidents. A significant portion include causing fear or provocation of violence, as well as harassment, alarm, and distress. 30% of all public order offenses stemmed from domestic disputes. The current detection or closure rate stands at 39%. Turning now to sexual offenses.
So we have seen a concerning increase in the amount of mass referrals that are being triaged and ultimate investigations.
Detective Superintendent Richard Barrow, head of the Protection Services Department, says overall sexual offenses rose 20% last year, an increase of 125 cases. Commissioner of Police Kurt Walton says the service continues to prioritize these investigations.
I made it my point as Commissioner of Police 2.5 years ago to put that issue of protecting the most vulnerable, in particular children, to put that at the top of one of our strategic priorities.
The report shows that 58% of cases involved female children at the time of the offense. The most common categories included offense against minors, specifically young girls, and case involving illegal images of young children. DCI Barrow says the complexity of these investigations has led to new measures being implemented to strengthen how such cases are handled.
One of the things implemented recently is rapid reviews of some cases, not to compromise our precious court cases, but look at immediate interventions that could be put in place, whether it is from a single agency perspective or from a coordinating perspective.
The report notes a 26% detection rate for sexual offenses. DCI Barrow stresses that while complex investigations take time, this does not mean progress is not being made. An additional 47% of cases remain under active investigation.
Because you must remember, and I always to my teams, we might got an investigation involving a child, obviously, that is priority. But even though you might got a criminal investigation going on and the investigator is looking for the evidence to support the criminal charge you're looking at, there's still safeguarding issues that continue in alignment with that. And sometimes the investigation can identify greater risk to that individual involved.
On to operational efficiencies.
So operationally, within the organization, we had a recent independent review on our mass protocols. And from that come a number of recommendations for implementation.
Both DCI Barrow and Commissioner Walton acknowledge the significant impact these cases have on victims, families, and the wider justice system. They reference comments from the Director of Public Prosecution, Simon Davis, at the annual Grand Court opening, where he highlighted the rise in serious offenses and the need for specialized resources.
We also brought in a former detective superintendent from Metropolitan Police, who this is all She did, and for a number of years, we brought an expert in this area so we can look at building our capability and building capacity in this area. For me, it has to be the singular most important priority for us.
Police say future recruitments will prioritize officers with specialist training in sexual offense investigations and child safeguarding, alongside expanded training for local recruits. The full report is available at rcips.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office, ERCO, commonly referred to as OFREG, has confirmed two recent service interruptions affecting Logic customers earlier this month. An outage occurred on Sunday, the 12th of April, beginning around 11:40 a.m. and lasting until 1:13 p.m. Internet, TV, and voice service were impacted, with approximately 5,600 customers in Georgetown affected. Logic attributed the disruption to a localized power issue at one of its data centers. ERCO says it was also notified of a separate outage that began at 11:19 a.m. on Friday, the 10th of April, and confirmed that it was ongoing till 3:10 a.m. the following morning. The interruption affected around 300 customers in the South Sound area. Logic reports the cause was an overhead fiber cable cut during tree trimming activities. Digicel did not report any outages during the same period. However, the company confirmed that a cooling issue at an off-island data center in Jamaica had the potential to affect IPTV services in Cayman. As a precaution, Digicel temporarily migrated services to a data center in Miami. ERCO says it does not expect a formal outage from Digicel in that case. The office says that it will review all outage information submitted by licensees in accordance with its outage reporting rules and take action where necessary to protect consumer interest. The 2023 outage reporting rules are available on ERCO's website at offreg.ky. A phased approach is underway as the Public Health Unit moves from the Health Services Authority to the Ministry of Health. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Public health is about preventing illness, tracking diseases, and protecting the health of the community. This includes work such as vaccination programs, monitoring outbreaks like dengue or COVID-19, collecting health data, and identifying risks such as rising rates of diabetes or heart disease. Health Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes.
Bringing public health into the ministry allows us to collect data, policy, and planning more directly. It helps us to better understand the population health, monitor the population health, and also respond to emerging risks to ensure prevention and preparedness are a part of our national decision-making. It also strengthens our accountability and supports evidence-based policy across government.
Chief Officer Tamara Ebanks says a top priority during the transition period is to make sure public health programs and services continue without interruption.
The ministry will work closely with public health staff and with our partners at the Health Services Authority to support a phased transition that maintains strong collaboration across the health system. It also recognizes the dedicated work of the public health team, much of which takes place behind the scenes to protect and improve community health.
And Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolf says strong surveillance and epidemiology are central to protecting population health and supporting informed decision making.
Public health surveillance and epidemiology provides the information needed to identify risks, monitor disease trends, and guide prevention strategies. Strengthening the public health function within government supports systematic collection and analysis of national data, helping to ensure that national health policy, planning, programs, and emergency preparedness are guided by evidence and clinical expertise.
Current public health services will continue as normal. This includes vaccinations, disease tracking, and health protection programs. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The Health Services Authority says it will continue to provide clinical care, including hospital services, testing, and treatment. Finally, a new exhibition explores the, quote, nuanced and often complex perspective surrounding slavery in the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
The National Museum will open its newest exhibition, Freedoms Imagined, Freedoms Won, Long Celia and Elizabeth Jane Trustee, on May 1st.
My role as lead curator of the exhibition was to bring the story of Long Celia and Elizabeth Jane Trustee to life.
Curator Brian Wattler tells Radio Cayman the exhibition is inspired by the research and scholarship of Dr. Roy Murray, and it focuses on two enslaved women, Elizabeth Jane Trustee and Long Celia, whose lives showed different paths toward freedom. Elizabeth secured her manumission for, quote, £5 current money of Jamaica in 1809 and built a life as a free woman in Georgetown. Long Celia, still enslaved, spoke openly about freedom in 1820 and was sentenced to receive 50 lashes in a public square in Georgetown. Mr. Wattler says theirs are stories of freedoms imagined and won, of lives shaped not only by the circumstances of their time, but by the ways these two women understood, pursued, and carried freedom forward.
And I designed this exhibition in a way that visitors will feel the presence of these women.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
As a part of the exhibition program, the National Museum is hosting a series lecture and discussion on the 5th of May with curator Dr. Murray at the Studio Theatre at the Harkwell Grounds. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Have a good evening and an even better weekend.